Welcome to Voices
Love
of Freedom.
Talk Radio.
What if you woke up this morning and you realized that everything that you thought was wrong, and you realized it? That's about what happened to me in March 1997, except I knew what it was building up to. But here's a little different take on this, and it's in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 39 this morning. I'm just afraid we're going to have to do a whole lot better than what we're doing. And I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm not trying to say who's in and who's out. But we've got a situation going here where the religious scholars of our time don't want to get involved because they're afraid to make somebody mad, or somebody might quit the church or go a different direction or whatever they might do. And that's dangerous to me. I mean, I'm looking around at all the crazy that's going on out here in the world, and I just don't know. But think about that for a second. You woke up this morning, and it finally dawns on you everything you've been doing, the way you've been living, the traditions you got from mom and dad, everything about your life is wrong. Now, who's going to give you a chance to change that? Who's going to give you the opportunity to create or start a new life? You see? And that's when it comes back to Jesus. But just so you'll know, I don't make this stuff up. The scripture today starts in John chapter 5, verse 39. Let me just read this to you, because this kind of came to me. I drove about 6 hours yesterday, and we went to a faith conference, and the whole idea is to get Jesus back out in front of our community, back in our schools, you know, back in our awareness. But at the same time we're getting Jesus in there, we got to recognize we're fighting against the devil. We got to realize that we're fighting against, the true evil that is going to, at one point or at some point, which we are right in the middle of it, it's going to overtake this place. Now, I don't know what we're going to do about it, because nobody seems to want to stand. And then the people, like what Jesus is talking to, well, let me just read it. There's people that think they're standing, but they're really not doing anything, you know, so I don't know. And I'm one of those that would like to think he's doing something, but at the end of the day, you know, it's crazy. But anyway, here it is. This is John chapter 5, starting in verse 39. It says, "Search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." So Jesus is talking to the religious scholars of the day. He's talking to the people that he's basically come in and said everything I just said to you, which is, look, everything you've been doing, you know the laws like the back of your hands, but you have no compassion for people. You don't love people. You don't care about people. You know, you're too interested in your own position and all the different things that come with it. And you've basically tried to be God yourselves, so now I've come and you don't even recognize me. So it says, search the scriptures, for in them you think. Now, what are they doing here? What are they searching? Well, they're searching because it's their job, okay? And he's saying, you search the scripture. You probably know these scriptures as well as the devil, but the application you're missing. So he says, and you will not come to me that you might have life. Now, this here is where the murdering offense on the high priest and the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin and all these other groups, they start to want to kill Jesus, because these are the powerhouse people of the time, especially these high priests, because, you know, Rome had control, but at the same time, guess what? You know, there was a powerful group of people, and Jesus is telling the power of the day. And I'm telling you, if you're a pastor in a church, I'm telling you, you've got a responsibility to preach what's right to your people. I hear all this thing, we'll lose our tax-exempt status, and will you look, if you lose your heavenly status, you're in a bigger trouble, because what's it saying here? That you have eternal life. You think you have it. They thought they had it. they thought they knew it. They became arrogant because they knew so much. And you will not come to me that ye might have life. You will not come to me. Jesus says, man, you know all the rules, but in the heart, you're way out there. He says, I receive not honor from men. So what's that mean? They wanted to get theirs from men, didn't they? They wanted Jesus to bow down. They didn't want to recognize Jesus. And I say this all the time. I don't see a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon with this. But I think when Jesus came and said, hey, I'm going to run this deal, and there was all them others, and they're like, well, you know, they won't need us. And so I think there's a thing about you take my position, we're not happy with that either. So, again, there's a bunch of situations here where we can look at this and say, wow, this is kind of amazing to stop and think about. So he says, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. Are you upset today if I tell you that you don't have the love of God in you? You don't know my story. You don't know my history. You don't know my, you know, I don't know anything. I don't need to know, but I'm telling you right here in the Bible, in verse 42, Jesus says to the power of the day, but I know you that you have not the love of God in you. Would that make you mad today? Jesus said that to you. You know it would. He says in verse 43, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. And if another will come in his own name, him you shall receive. So what's Jesus saying? He's saying, you know, I'm being honest with you. You're seeing the miracles. You're going to see me feed 5,000 here in a minute. All these things are going on around me. All this awesome stuff is happening, and you're not seeing it. You're not part of it. You're not being blessed by it, you see. Because all you're concerned about is I've made myself equal with God. Right? That's all they were concerned about. Because, once again, they didn't think about the love of God. What they were considering was their position being lost. So how can ye believe which ye receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? See, so what's Jesus saying? He says, how can you believe in something when what you're looking forward to every day is people to praise you? And there's only one worthy of praise. Isn't that what he's saying here? The honor that cometh from God. You see, when I praise the Lord, God's getting praise. He's getting honor. He's seeing that I recognize his power. I recognize who he is, what his plan is, and he's got a little something in it for Lunsford, because he said, Lunsford, if you'll be faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many. That ought to just about get us all excited. Not only do we have an eternal life to look forward to if the love of God is in me, but guess what else there is? There's a reward system in this thing. So not only are these people missing it, because why? Because they're way out in left field on this. They could quote you the 613 laws, but guess what? Their heart is far from Jesus. He said, they honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So let's think on this thing for just a little bit. It says, Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. How's Moses accusing them? Well, Moses wrote the Ten Commandments. Moses wrote the law. Moses, at God's command, sat down and wrote Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, and Leviticus. Even told him how to sacrifice to the Lord, so the Lord would be honored and the Lord would be pleased. So he says, Jesus is saying, you know, you're trying to make this out about me, and you're trying to say that I'm saying I'm God and I'm not, and you're wanting to blame me. But at the end of the day, what is really important here is you believe Moses, you believe the things that you have that are written down. In this Old Testament, he didn't call it the Old Testament, but he said, for had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. So what is it? We go back all the time and think about Moses. You know, Moses took a 3-week journey when he took those people out of Egypt. It should have taken them 3 weeks to get to the land of Canaan. It ended up taking 40 years because of their disobedience. Same kind of thing was going on here. Again, history repeats itself over and over and over. Civilizations come to points, and the United States of America is at it today. And I just can't believe how quick it's happened. I read about it. I saw it. And it's very hard for me to get excited about things, about telling somebody about Jesus. It's not hard for me to get excited about telling about Jesus, because that's the only way out of here alive. But the thing is to realize that it really doesn't matter to the majority, because they will not hear. When Jesus dies on the cross, he dies for the whole world, all the sins, from the worst sinner to the least of the sinners. See? And Jesus says, if you believe not his writings, talking about Moses here, we're in verse 47, John chapter 5, verse 47. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Why is that? What's Jesus talking about? Well, roll back a couple chapters here to John chapter 1, verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if Moses wrote something, guess what? Jesus Christ gave him the Word. And because we read and we study and we start, we invest in this thing, we got to search the Scriptures, for in them we want you to know you have eternal life. Because the biggest problem going on today in the world is we've got people out here that think they have it and they don't have it. And they're passing along what they do have, and it's just like a Pharisee or a scribe or a Sanhedrin passing it on to their underlings or their apprenticeships or their proteges. It's not making it work. Now, are some people just going wide open for the Lord Jesus Christ? They absolutely are, and happy hallelujah. But there's so many people who think they're right where Jesus wants them, and they could not be further from the truth. Tell me about your ministry. Tell me what you do. Tell me who you helped this week. Not your kids, not your husband, not your wife. Tell me who you did something for outside of your family. Well, that's not what that means. The love of God. The love of God. The love of God. The love of God. Can you follow me? Is the love of God in your heart today? I'm so afraid that we're so far out. I'm afraid that there's so many walking around with head knowledge and have no clue. But I wish you the best. Please search the Scripture.